Welcome to Medium in Our Midst on BBS Radio with your host, psychic medium, Daria Justin. Explore with her the nature of energy, spirituality, and the endless journey of the soul in the afterlife and the here and now. She'll be bringing you different topics, interesting guests, some here and some from the other side. So please relax, listen, enjoy, and expect the unexpected.
Number one radio station on the internet. Thank you, Seth, for that wonderful introduction. Today's Wednesday, August 18th, and whether you're joining me for the first time or if you've listened many times, I so appreciate being able to share this time with you. Please visit my website. It's DariaJustin.com. There you'll find events, upcoming guests. You can read my inspirational blog or get information about having a reading. If you'd like to keep current, you can find me on Facebook, sign up for my weekly newsletter, and you can email me at souls@DariaJustin.com. I have such an exciting show for you tonight, and I've already been told by Seth that people are already starting to call in, but I do want to give you those numbers before I begin. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, and there are three additional lines. They are 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522, and those numbers are listed on BBS Station if you need them. Here on Medium in Our Midst, we have an eclectic, energetic mix of spirit guides, archangels, teachers, loved ones, and illuminating guests, and their messages are always delivered with love. To all of them, I am eternally grateful. So let's get to tonight's show. What would you do if 19 different psychic intuitives, many of them unsolicited, told you of a past life as John the Beloved? I know, as John the Beloved Apostle, I know I'd be scratching my head. Well, that's exactly what happened to my wonderful guest, John Davis. John, who is known as John of Peniel, is a teacher, speaker, and healer who has a very unique story. Through his work, John has witnessed miraculous events and to date has assisted in hundreds of healings and life-altering experiences. As a teacher, John brings the same empowering message that each of the renowned teachers of old taught. The audience is awakened to their role in creation, and through modern-day parables from his own life, John has his audience laughing and crying as they reach profound realizations that propel them toward the life of their desires. And you can read all about him. His website is www.johnofpeniel.com. But I don't want to spoil all the fun, so I'm going to bring him on and let him tell you all about himself. Good evening, John.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm so happy that you are here. You know, I want to tell the audience that the way I found you was kind of very serendipitous. I wasn't looking for John. I don't remember what I was doing or where I was on the internet. But I have to tell you, John, that your picture popped up. I think it was on YouTube. I think the little video that's on your website, it popped up. And when I saw your picture, there was just something luminous. It just pulled me in, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to find out more about this man.
Well, thank you. Actually, I've heard a lot about that picture. I think I had a really good photographer.
So then, you know, John was gracious enough to agree to be on the show, but I was speaking to my friend Allison, you know, and I said, oh, my gosh, I found this man, John. He's a healer. He sounds so amazing. His energy, you know, I read people's energy, so I just got such a great energetic feeling from you. And she's like, okay, I know John. I had a healing with John, and, you know, she was thrilled because she was healed. And isn't it just magical the way souls are brought together?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all kind of travel in little families, and we all kind of bump into each other just because we feel right with each other.
So let's just give a brief synopsis of your story, because it is amazing.
I was raised as a good Catholic boy and went through a process of recovery from that system. But But not that there's anything really wrong with that. If that's your path, that's a wonderful thing. If you find joy and happiness that way, great. But for me, there was a lot of things that didn't fit for me personally. And I ended up going out and searching and looking at all kinds of different spiritual thought And then I bumped into a lady named Sharon Prince, and she's very gifted intuitive, and she was the first 19 to tell me about my past life as John the Beloved Apostle. Well, I, of course, being a Catholic boy, argued that point. My mom would kick my butt if I thought something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I ended up after 19 different psychics. When I say 19, there was three that I actually had paid readings from. The rest of them actually walked up to me in hallways, grabbed me by the arm, and told me. But after, still being a Catholic boy and skeptical, I ended up having a past life regression and remembered that life. And that was a very impactful moment for me. But the most impactful moment for me came when I first decided to speak about it, and someone asked me for a healing, and I'd never done one or even considered doing one, but they kind of put me on the spot, and I just kind of opened up and let the energy of the source come through me. And I've come to this point that a healer is only a healer if that person in front of them has the faith to be healed. Because all we do is assist people in healing because it's their faith that heals them.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider myself a healing facilitator, even though my business card says healer. I consider myself a healing facilitator because what I do is I bring people to their faith and health in the present moment. And then I open up and let the energy of source come through my body and assist in that belief.
And I think it's important just to take a moment to talk about faith because, it used to be where when you said faith, people would say to you, oh, well, that means you're religion. So you come into this religion versus spirituality. I had a group reading, I think it was last week, and I mentioned that I had been raised a Catholic, and someone said to me, well, doesn't that go against your religious beliefs? But, to me, religion is a translation of spirituality, and just like the word love can be translated to many different languages, it still means love. So
right.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what faith means to you?
Okay, well, faith is very interesting that you bring that up, because I recently did a podcast where this exact topic came up. As far as religion is concerned, my personal belief is that religions are history lessons on somebody else's spiritual experience. And spirituality is your present moment and how you live it. So I look at it from the perspective of each of those enlightened avatars, as I call them, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, and Swami Narayan, and several others, were all very enlightened individuals who showed us our potential. And so what happened was that religions were built up around them. For me, faith comes into a very interesting place because in religious dogma, faith is putting faith outside of self into something else. For me, faith means belief. What I believe is my faith. So if I believe that I am receiving health, then I am receiving it. Now, of course, there's the element of, how does that tie in with lots of other spiritual thought? Well, Buddha says, what you think you become, you create your world. And Krishna says, you are the culmination of your thoughts. And then Yeshua, or Jesus is, most people refer to him. I call him Yeshua because of my regression. But Yeshua said, whatever you ask in God's name, you shall receive. Well, according to Moses, God's name was I Am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I Am is a very simple declaration. It's also a belief. I believe I am. And so that is what I create. And so for me, faith means my belief, what I believe in from my experience, if that makes any sense at all.
It does, absolutely. And I think it's so important for people to believe in themselves because we live in a society where we're always being told what to buy, what to own, what to wear, how to think, and it's really belief in oneself because I believe that we are one with God. So if you believe in God, you believe in yourself. The hard part for many people, I think, self-doubt creeps in. You say, I believe I can heal myself, but then that self-doubt creeps in. And
absolutely.
And I agree with you.
Well, the interesting thing, one of the things that happened in my regression was there's a long story about my regression. You can read about it on my website and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happened in my regression was the regressionist asked a really amazing question. She said, what is the message to get out to the world? And the answer was, everything is love. And we were given fear as our tool to experience love fully. Well, the interesting thing about that is if there's only love and fear, one of them is positive and one of them is negative. And self-doubt and self-worth issues are a direct response to the fear of not having love.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was basically told in that regression was that we are here to experience our separation so that we can come to know our source more fully. But we're never actually separate. It's just the fear that makes us feel separate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find... Pardon?
To create the experience.
Absolutely, because you can't know something without having the opposite to measure against.
Right. You know, I had this channeled message from one of the angels, and of course, the biggest message was, we are all one, and we become disconnected, which makes us feel alone. But when we understand that when we are in a higher state of consciousness and we don't have a physical body, then we can maybe understand a certain emotion or feeling, but we can't actually experience it unless we manifest. That's one of the reasons we're here, to manifest through matter,
mm-hmm.
so that we can fully experience what is
the
concept. So, and I love your message. You say this, your message is simple, be love. Because if you love yourself and you love, or at least try to love, everyone who comes, who you come in contact with, that, folks, is what it's all about.
Well, if you think about this as you go through life, realize that everybody that you bump into really wants to be loved. They're afraid of not being loved. And mm-hmm. so you look at their reactions, and if you're getting a negative response in any form of negative response, you know, fear, mad, you know, frustration, whatever, that is some fear of them not having love in some form. So if you give them love, it negates their love. It negates their fear, I'm sorry.
Right.
It negates their fear.
Right.
And once the fear is negated, you suddenly see a miraculous feeling in their life.
And it is such an exchange of energy, too, because, you know, I think that you have to, the goal is to love yourself, because if you love yourself, you radiate love and you attract love. But if there are people who have experienced horrible lives where they have not experienced love, and if you give them the experience of love, then it awakens the love within themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And I had a very good experience where a lady came to me and she was telling me about the relationship she had with her mother. And her mother and her, every time they got together, they butted heads. And I said, well, here, I got something for you. What I want you to do is the next time you guys start butting heads, I want you to take a breath and relax, and I want you to say, Mom, no matter what you do or say, I will always love you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I don't think I could say that. I said, well, here's the deal. I give you permission to say it and do it, but not think it until she gives you a reason to think it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was, the next time they had a fight, the daughter took a breath. She said, Mom, no matter what you do or say, I will always love you. The mother broke down crying, said, I love you too. They've got the greatest relationship ever now.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it negated the mother's fear of not being loved.
Mm-hmm.
And so she returned it.
It's funny you say that, because when my kids were growing up, if we would start arguing, or they would, like, you know, especially if I have three, so you could take your pick, get really annoyed or angry with me, and they'd be saying blah, 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 and I would just come to a point where I would say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then they'd stop, they'd look at me, and they'd just, like, shrug their shoulders and walk away. So it does.
But it works, doesn't it?
It does.
Stop the fight.
It does work. I wanted to run this by you because I think this is really funny. I have a friend who, when I first met her and she found out I do the work that I do, okay, she was of a religion, and that's very much into the Bible, I guess, and what she said to me was, oh, no, you can't be psychic because psychics were prophets, and the prophets were chosen by God, and they're in the Bible. So if you're not in the Bible, you can't be a psychic. I said,
well, it's so funny, because if you look at what Joshua said, you know, he was saying, you know, greater works than I have done, you will do, right? And then when he bumped into the Samaritan, he said, He told her everything she'd ever done, which is, you know, a lot of psychics will tell you that, and everything that you will do, right, you know. And so he basically did a psychic reading for her at the well, right? But then he said, greater works tonight than you will do. So I believe we all have that potential. It's just a matter of knowing and believing that we can.
Absolutely. You know, I remember the first time I really was able to experience I'm having trouble lately with labels, psychic, medium, intuitive, counselor, whatever, clairvoyant, but I remember distinctly the first time I was actually able to be a clear channel to connect with energy from the other side and then connect that energy to a person who was in my life. What can you just give us a brief telling of your experience, your first healing experience where I know you before you said something about that, but how exactly did it make you feel?
Oh, well, it's interesting. Now to look back at the first one is actually kind of difficult because we've done, you know, close to 1,000 now. But whenever I do that work, I consider myself an open doorway for healing. So I allow whatever source energy is going to come through. It's not me. It's the oneness of all that's coming through and connecting to their higher self. So what happens is, for me, when I end up doing that work, at the end of the day, I'm completely charged up because I get the drink of that flowing energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was asked to go to India to do some healing work, and I traveled all over India, and I went to a friend's house in Delhi and ended up at his house, and the word got out that there was a healer in town, and they started coming, and there was, you know, a large group of people came and they were coming through. And by the end of the day, I had done, you know, 20 or 30, you know, sessions with people. My sessions typically last half an hour or more once together. But at the end of the day, I was bouncing off the walls with this energy of joy and love. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, yeah, because being a healer really is being a channel for love. And, you know, what better experience to have. So how has your work or your focus evolved?
Okay, that's a great question. And if I like to back up to the job I had before and bring you to where I am now. Before I became a teacher and a healer, I was a comedy sword fighting comedian at Renaissance festivals all over the country, which basically meant for 25 years I was wearing tights and living in the woods. but as my process came through, I discovered that work was very, very, very fun and very enjoyable. But the work that I was doing that was affecting lives was so much more meaningful that everything else started to pale in comparison. I do so much work now where I get to witness people, you know, take power and take charge of their lives and do amazing, miraculous things that, you know, it truly is a life-altering experience to watch someone. You know, in my personal case, I've seen a blind man receive sight and a crippled child stand.
That's amazing.
I just had a testimonial go up on my Facebook fan page today that I put up because somebody sent it to me, and it was a lady who had breast cancer who didn't have cancer after the session. And as I said before, it was their faith. They took that faith in that moment because the reality of it is that, you know, you have to have faith, yes, but you also have to do it in the present moment because
I
am not I will be.
Yes.
Right.
I say that all the time. I give people these, I call them mantras of being in the present moment and acting as if and saying it and believing it as if it has already happened.
Yeah. And I take another little perspective on it. And I think it's interesting. A lot of people say that it already happened. I like to start with my process a lot of times. I'll say I am receiving, which means I'm starting, and it's coming into my life. And the reason I do that is for me personally, you know, I can sit here right now and talk to you and say, you know, thank you, God, for the thin body I have, but I can look down and still not see my shoes.
Yeah, I'm still working on that myself.
but I can say thank you, God, for the same body I am receiving, and know this is the starting point that is coming in. And
yeah,
today, that's lost 57 pounds.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's wonderful. But, you know, I really believe that as people, when you feel the kind of love and the energy that you receive when you have a shift, you literally have a quantum shift. And it just changes everything. It's kind of like shifts you from one reality to another reality. And I say, people, grab that reality and hold on to it, because that's where I want to be. And I love hearing your story about you being in tights and having sword fights and teaching people, because it just goes to show you that everyone is equally luminous. As souls, we are all equally luminous. And, you know, you weren't a monk who lived in the mountains and decided to come down off the hilltop to do this. You are a man living a life just like all of us. So let's, I believe we have some callers waiting.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you think you're ready to start here? Because I know people are kind of anxious. So, Seth, if we have a caller, do you want to put them on? Hi, do we have a caller on the line? Oh, thank you. In the beginning of the show, he told me there were so many callers he couldn't get to me. Okay, so let me give those numbers out again. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, and there are three additional lines, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. And if I'll hear a beep if somebody does decide to call back. Sometimes, you know, people get, they call in before the show actually starts, and then they don't want to hold. So I would love to hear, just to go back to your experiences, you know, I had such a close connection to Mary, you know, that I call her the Blessed Mother. Do you have any experiences with her?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I one time met a lady, and she has asked to remain anonymous. She was living in Chicago, and when I met her, I wanted to weep, and I couldn't figure out why. And through the process of working with her, she carried a lot of that energy. She was in her upper 80s at the time, and the interesting thing about that is, that Mary, the Blessed Mother, ended up living with John the rest of her life.
And really?
So, yeah. When on the cross, when Yeshua said, "Your mother, here's your son. Son, here's your mother," the apostle he said that to was John the Beloved. And so, from that point on, John became the man to take care of Mary, and it was very, very. Very much a family situation with her. So when I had my past life regression, I had an experience where where I asked Mary why I kept seeing her. Because I've seen three apparitions of Mary.
Right.
And the answer was, because you took care of me then, I'm taking care of you now.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. Okay, I heard a beep, so I think we have a caller on the line. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
This is Corinne Jackman. I wanted to ask Barry a question.
Okay.
Is this Daria?
Yes, this is Daria. And our guest tonight is John Davis.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a question for John?
Well, I had a question for you, Daria.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to know... Well, my name's Corinne Jackman. I wanted to know if you had any kind of, if you had got any feeling or energy for me with a career that I might pursue in the future.
Okay, Corinne, tonight our focus is on John, and if you called in, I believe you called in for a reason. So what I'm going to do is pass you over to John, and I'm going to ask you to just be open to what he has to say to you, because I believe there's there are higher forces at work here. Okay. So I'm going to introduce you to John.
Okay.
Hi, Corinne. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Great, great, great. So let me ask you what career you've been in and where you're headed, where you'd like to head.
Well, right now I'm 19 years old. I go to Howard University, and I'm studying chemical engineering. I'm not sure what path I want to do. I just know I want to make a difference with the world and help people. It goes from being a doctor to an engineer to an author. I'm not sure which path I'm going to be taking.
Okay, so great. So what you've told me is that you want to make an effect on the world. And you've studied one form, but my question then is, are you open to allowing something to come into your experience that might, you know, be exactly what you want, but might not be what you've prepared for?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the interesting thing about that statement, and the reason I asked you that statement, is because of the fact that, you know, you are the creator of your experience. And so the tough part about having all of that training in one direction and then wondering what you're doing is you don't want that to be a waste, right? you don't want to just throw that away. But you don't have to know how. You don't have to know how it's going to manifest. All you have to know is if you stay focused on the actual desired result, and your desired result is to have a life of service to a larger humanity, correct?
Right.
Is that right? Okay, so.
So
my point in that is that if that is truly what you want, you don't have to know how it's going to come into your experience. What you have to know is what you want to come into your experience, and then be clear that that is coming into your experience. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, and to give you an example, about a year and a half ago, I had done 4 years of being a spiritual man and not dating and anything like that, and I decided it was time to bring a relationship into my life. So I said, you know, I manifested I am receiving a fun and easy relationship with a soulmate. I had that soulmate in 3 weeks. And I never joined eHarmony, and I never went to a bar. She basically showed up in my inbox, right? And it's the same thing with your job and your career. All you have to do is know with full faith that you are receiving the job that is giving you the opportunity to serve humanity in a greater way. And that job will manifest in your experience.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so
much.
You're welcome.
It may not be what you expected, but I think it's so much more powerful to have people teach you how to empower yourself than to say to you, this is what you're going to do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
In this situation, you know, you really are creating your experience. And if you sit there and say, I don't know what I'm going to do, then you're going to get an experience of it being, frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well,
okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Good
thank
luck you, to you, Corinne.
All right.
Okay. Bye now.
Yeah. The interesting thing about those kind of situations is that, we all tend to look outside of ourselves for what we're creating. And, you know, if you look at the spirituality of it all, you know, as Buddha said, what you think you become, you create your world. And then Jesus says, his most famous one that talks about manifestation is, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. But it's you're the one who's asking. You're the one who's got to take control of that experience and not let it be something outside of yourself.
And, you know, this is something, John, that I work on all the time. I mean, I do. I work. You know, I don't want to make it sound like it's work, but I really invest a lot of my energy into trying to stay focused on positive thoughts and seeing myself where I want to be and being grateful. I spend a lot of time in gratitude, being grateful for being able to do what I do and just being able to make that connection to these energies that and feeling that channel of love that raises me to what I call a state of grace, because to me that's what grace means. And it's just, so I really try to embody it.
That's what I do as well.
I think I heard another beep. Do we have another caller on the line? Hello? Oh, boy, is Mercury retrograde playing havoc with us this evening or what? I am telling you. It is playing havoc.
It's an interesting evening because, you know there's a lot of calls that could come through, but I think sometimes we have to also take the experience of hello?
There they are, yes.
Hello,
hi,
can you hear me?
Yes. Who's calling, please?
It's Donna Rose.
Hi, Donna Rose. How are you?
Well, let me tell you, I feel so blessed to be on the phone with both of you at the same time. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
So, hi, John.
Hi, how are you, Donna?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful show so far. I guess I'll get right to the question.
Go ahead.
I have had my Akashic records read 3 times, and I've been told I was psychic, and Daria's let me know that plenty of times. Not like you guys, but I'm being prompted by people to start trying to do readings, you know, here and there. But I am, of course, I feel like a little infant compared to all of you, so I'm just wondering what you thought about that. I was told I did it in my past lives and all that stuff, so what are your thoughts on it, or feelings, I should say?
Well, first of all, let me just say there is no hierarchy. You're just as gifted as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You are truly a gifted individual, and the only thing that stops you from getting to that place that you want to be is your faith in that fact. I'm listening to you, and you're saying, I'm not as much as you guys, and I'm not as powerful as you guys, or I'm not as gifted as you guys. And the reality is you're starting every one of those sentences with I am, and you're declaring that as your reality.
Oh, that is so, that's such a good thing to keep in your head.
It's interesting.
Yeah. And
isn't
so you're
it?
Saying, I
isn't
am this.
Isn't it interesting? You see,
yeah.
John, I just want to interject here. John, you have such a way of taking people's statements and kind of mirroring them so that they can see exactly what they're projecting.
Well, thank you. You know, there's a quote in the Bible. And I go to the back of the Bible a lot because of my background, but let me just say, there's a quote in the Bible that's one of my favorites, and it's the disciples asked Yeshua what diet they should follow. And his response was, I'd be more worried about what comes out of your mouth than what goes in. because your words literally are creating your experience. So, I'll tell you a really interesting secret that you can do. If you buy one of those little digital audio recorders, and you stick it in your pocket. Now, most of those recorders now will record for 20 hours. You stick that in your pocket and turn on and go about your day. And at the end of the day, listen to the things you said during the day and realize what they create in the present moment. And you will be amazed at what you're creating in your present moment. Because if you say, I am tired, you're being tired. And the interesting thing, Donna, is that right now, before this phone call, you said, I'm going to call them. And you did. And you had faith that, you could. And so now what we're shifting is, and the reason I brought that up is because that was a conscious belief. Your other words that you said were subconscious belief. Because somewhere inside of you there was something that was saying, I'm not as gifted.
I just out of respect for you two, it's just that I guess I should have said I'm not as experienced, really, because I know I'm
Daria,
and everyone else has let me know that. But I'm not as experienced. Mm-hmm. That's really what I think I'm meaning, you know, because I know I have the ability, you know. Mm-hmm. I do it now, you know. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and not only do you do it now, I will tell you something else. When you called in, I could feel your energy. So you literally, you connect very quickly. So, you're right there.
Yeah, I also want to say, too, Donna Rose, that what I'm feeling right now, too, is this affinity for animals. You definitely have an affinity with animals, and that's something that you should kind of pay attention to also.
Well, I bought the medicine cards like you told me to, so I will be looking into that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For the animals.
Actually,
a while ago.
On the animal vein, do you sometimes feel more comfortable with animals than people?
No, I love all. I love people, but animals seem to connect to me and actually can read what they're feeling and tell their owner.
Nice. That's wonderful. The reason I ask that question is that a lot of people who come into the world gifted, and they tend to connect with the unconditional loving of an animal
mm-hmm.
than with the conditions of people. And so lots of times someone as gifted as yourself will gravitate towards animals because they can relate to the unconditional love over the conditional
And babies,
love.
Too, I noticed. Babies also.
And you don't have to get caught up in the verbal language. It's such an intuitive connection and such a telepathic connection that it's almost like you don't have to be bothered with hearing people voicing their opinions and going through the whole thing. It's just there. It just is.
All right, so you guys are thinking positively about moving forward with this then. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I would say, what are you waiting for?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled to be on the phone with you guys. You have no idea. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such an honor to be on with you as well.
Aw. All right. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time if I have other callers.
Thank
but
you.
But God bless you both. Thank you for
Thank
what you're
you.
Doing. And most of us, all of us, I'm sure, I can speak for a lot of people. We all love you. So thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you.
Both of you. All right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Take great care.
Bye. It's interesting, John. Before I started the show, I thought to myself, I was thinking a lot about you, and I thought, I really want you to do or would request for you to do a healing on me because I feel I'm coming into this time of really being a channel, and I mean really channeling. And I thought, no, because I have to let my audience call in. That's what it's all about. As you can see, our guides are listening, and they have other ideas. So I'm going to you to go ahead, if you would, and focus on me.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, let me also say that ever since this phone call started, I've been feeling you've been very powerful. Do you want to take that? I just heard a beep come in as well. Do you want to take that as well?
I did. I'll defer to them, but then we'll finish up. I'll let you. We have to connect here because I can feel it. So, okay. Who's on the line, please?
Darius Carol, but I will defer to you.
Okay, Carol. If you want to hold on for a little bit,
I'm going to listen.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Okay, John.
Okay.
Carol happens to be a friend of mine and very gifted herself. Okay, go ahead.
What a loving gesture she just gave you.
Beautiful,
now,
and that's Carol. That's Carol.
And that's
thank
a, that's
you.
That's a total spiritual expression. I mean, that was giving love, and that's what we're all supposed to do. As far as you're concerned, there since this pause started, it's been just flowing energy back and forth. It's been really wonderful, and I really appreciate that openness. Now, the interesting thing that I find when I'm in feeling that energy going back and forth is I'm feeling this expression of, I do this work already. I'm already, successful at doing this work. But this is another level that I feel coming. And do you feel not necessarily 100% comfortable with that next level?
I feel almost like I felt when I first started to do this work that I don't quite know how to get there.
Right. Now, that's the interesting thing. I don't know how. Well, if you're the creator of your experience, who does know how?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting thing, isn't it? So
mm-hmm.
here you are, and your goal is that you want to become a better channel. Is that the question? Because you already are a channel.
Yes, I just feel that I really feel a higher purpose here. And when I say for myself a higher purpose, where I'm really meant to step out of my body, to step aside, to get this information through, and I've kind of been dancing around that.
Okay, and the dancing around is the interesting part. That's the fear. That's the fear. Now, so what are you afraid will happen if you step out into that role?
Then I'll never come back. I'm serious.
Well, okay. Now,
I think I might like being out there so much that I just don't come back.
All right. Well, okay. Now, my question is, whose choice is it to come back?
Mine.
Okay. So you're afraid you won't come back, but it's your choice to come back or not.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it's a good experience. You know, whether you come back or not, because it's your choice of coming and doing. Right? So I will tell you, now, my first experience with an out-of-body experience and doing that work happened in 1997. And when I first went out of body, it was a jarring experience for me. But when I came back to body, I came back and I experienced an experience of realizing my purpose, realizing that there was something bigger and grander and greater out there that is our divine right to experience. And so it was my job to come back and help express that so people can experience that. And I know full well, just because of the energy I feel here, that you have that same purpose. Your desire is to help and to empower people to step into that role. And that's your next level. Your next level is to actually step out and go to the greater place and then come back and show people the way, the truth, and the life that they're all capable of achieving.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the energy that's running through me right now, I'm surprised the top of my head doesn't blow off. I'm furious.
Yeah, that's great. Now take a big, deep breath.
Okay.
And on your exhale, relax your entire body. And feel that energy fill your body fully. Feel that energy flow through your entire being. That positive sensation is the essence of who you truly are. That is the feeling of your luminous perfection. That is the feeling of your higher self. And that is what you experience when you step out of body, but right now you're experiencing it in body. And that is what when you go out, that is what you bring back. That loving, positive expression that you get to share with everyone else. Did you ever wonder why the Christians call it the breath of God? Because when you feel that sensation and you take that breath, your body fills with that energy. And that is the source right there in this present moment.
And it's an amazing feeling to feel that energy just radiate so far out that you feel like you don't even have skin.
Yeah. And that's so cool. And what's going to happen now? I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you ready to declare that you're stepping into your next level of your work?
I am,
right? The way I start my asking is I always say, thank you, God, for the blank that I am receiving. Amen. And that's a very Christian way of saying it. But you can call it God, you can call it Goddess, and you can
mm-hmm.
say, you know, so be it at the end. But
yeah.
The reality of it is that simple declaration and that belief is what's going to, you're going to see the results of that. So are you ready to declare that?
Yes.
Okay. So just repeat after me, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to change words, you can.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the joyful life of service.
For the joyful life of service.
That I am living.
That I am living.
And I am moving to the next level of that service.
And I'm moving to the next level of that service.
Amen.
Amen. And I have to tell you, John, when I, you know, Allison Bachman, who does numerology, when she did my chart, we kind of exchanged services, she told me I had more nines than anyone she'd ever read. And nine translates to service.
I believe
that nine means service. So thank you, John. Thank you, God. Thank you, my soul. I am ready.
Yeah, well, you're not ready. You are doing it. I am.
I am doing it.
Because, you know, if you say I am ready, that means you're going to sit and ready.
Okay.
If I am wanting, needing, hoping, or trying,
yes,
you're going
to... I say that to people all the time.
Right. I am living that joyful life of service at the next level of my experience.
Yes, I am living that joyful life of service at the next level. Thank you.
Yes. You are so welcome.
Okay, so Carol, who has been patiently waiting, are you still there? Well, you know, I have people texting me telling me they can't get through because all the lines are busy. I think everybody tries to call at the same time. Is anybody on the line? Let me say that.
I'm here, but if somebody else has a call,
nope, go right ahead.
That I'm
Carol,
over here.
Go ahead.
It's all about you now.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's all about me. Yeah. I grew up in a household where my mother was declared dead many times, and coming back, she had seen the Blessed Mother and had her come back with abilities she didn't have before. And some of them were physical, in that she could sit down and create something with her hands that she couldn't before this episode happened. And, you know, I grew up with this. I grew up with this knowing, this believing. And it's in the growth as an adult and finding that I'm not alone in this venture that makes me feel stronger. And people like Daria and yourself, John, that feed me the courage that I have it inside of me, but I can step outside of me and still be me.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, outside of you is you as well. Because you are connected to the one of everything.
When I step outside of myself and choose to make that step back into myself, because I feel there is more to do at this level. And I don't know if it's learning lessons for myself or helping others learn lessons.
Well, I would have to say that the lessons that you're learning are lessons for other people as well. Because as you learn them, you share them. And as you share them, the people who are coming to those lessons are getting those lessons, you know, I was funny to say secondhand, but they're getting them from you. You are the teacher of the people who are coming up behind you. And so, yes, it's a life of I am bringing back. I have more to learn, but I also have things that I can teach.
And this ability exist in the lifetime before? You sharpen it, you hone it. Did I own it before? I often wondered, did that come in knowing it and just agree with me?
Well, I can tell you from my perspective that you absolutely have had this, but it was very not subdued, that's the wrong word. It was really, you were held back. You didn't want to let anyone know. It was something, it was dangerous for you to let this be known, and you held so much energy within your body that it manifested in a lot of physical illness.
Ah, yes.
And I know that you,
yes,
in this lifetime, you have physical illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother had that aneurysm in her brain and came back with the ability to create roses she saw in Mary's garden, and with those crepe paper roses send a whole troop of Boy Scouts to camp that had no other way of getting there. Because they sold the roses outside the church on Mother's Day. So, you know, how could I not know this?
Right.
How could I not believe this? Of course I believe this. And when I tell someone else, and I grew up and I went to Catholic school, and they said, oh, no, that's a dream. So, yes, I did it. I sat on it, and it was reconnecting with people who said, that's not a dream, it's real. Wow, it was like the explosion of purples and all those lights going off in my head, saying I can now blossom like the rose did. And that's
a good feeling to have tonight.
And
your belief and faith that you can is what's going to bring that to your experience. Without question. And I literally watched a cripple boy stand up from a wheelchair. And we had basically talked to him about doing it in the present moment. He stood up, and I looked him in the eyes, and I said, who's doing that? And he said, I am. It was literally his stepping into that faith in the present moment that he was going to stand. And it's the same thing here. Your faith in this present moment of I am doing that work, and I am stepping forward, and I am doing that, it's going to bring it to your experience even faster the more you believe it. I like to call it drawing time close. When, you know, you don't worry about the future, you don't worry about the past, you worry about this present moment and what I'm doing right now. You draw that time to this moment, and that's how you create your experience. And that's how you create going to your next level, without a doubt.
Well, I am blessed, and I thank God. And I thank God for the energies that exist between this and this phone call, the feeling I have.
I think the connection with your mom, too, Carol, it's a soul connection that the two of you have in order to give you kind of a safe haven for you to be able to experience it through her to kind of gently bring it out of you. But also it's important not to measure yourself, your experience or your psychic ability against her psychic ability or her experiences.
No,
because
absolutely.
Each is unique.
No, I don't think she ever had the encouragement to say I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just did and told us little children. But I felt from then I was part of this. I could. And I wondered why others couldn't. And now I just know they can. They haven't reached that level yet.
Right.
But I'm blessed that I have.
Good job.
Good.
Thank you, Carol.
Good feeling. Okay. Blessings.
Yes,
and Donna Rose.
Thank you so much for calling in, Carol. And thank you so much for giving me that gift and waiting.
Always. Okay.
Good night. Bye now.
Oh, boy. Interesting happenings tonight.
So, John,
what? Okay, I do want to mention that there is a book about you currently on the market called John of Old, John of New by Sharon Prince. You have published a collection of teachings from your very popular blog, which is entitled Signs Along the Path. You're in the process of writing The Simple Path.
Yeah. I'm writing a book called The Simple Path, yes.
And that's going to be available when?
Well, it's in the process of parts of it being rewritten and some of it being edited, so I don't have an actual date that's coming out, but it is on the way. That's what I'll say.
Okay, and once again, I want to direct people to your website, which is www.johnofpeniel.com, because you have so many interesting things there to look at and read. And you also have meditation. There's a lot of meditation CDs on there, which I do want to mention, because a lot of people, they like to have the tools of listening to a meditation CD.
Absolutely. Also, I'd like to say that if anybody were to sign up for any of my phone sessions or life coaching sessions, that if they mention your name, Daria, I will give them a 10% refund.
Wow. Thank you very much for that. That's a nice gift for my audience.
But another thing I'd like to also say is that there's a meditation I do every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, and if you go to my website, you can download it for free, and it's a healing earth meditation designed to awaken the global consciousness and to affect healing of our earth. And I do it every Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I ask people to basically meditate at 9 o'clock in their time zone so that we can create a healing wave of love around the world.
I did see that. I saw that, and I thought that was so interesting. And what I love about that is actually giving people a time and a place where they can connect, because lots of times you want to do things like that, but it's like, okay, you tell this one, you tell that one. So it's right there on the website, and I think this is something that we all should partake in as we come into this 2010 going into 2011. Energy is accelerating. We all feel it. We know it. And this is the time where we can help to heal the earth, because if we heal the earth, we heal ourselves. There's no doubt
Amen.
In my mind about that. Amen is right. So what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm doing a lot of speaking, and I'm still doing one of my comedy sword fighting shows at the Maryland Renaissance Festival this year. And but then I'm off to Canada to do some work up there after that show is over. And I'm getting married in December, so there's a lot of plans going on for that.
Well, congratulations. You have a busy schedule. So what is the one thing would you like to leave our audience with tonight?
That each one of them is the creator of their experience. Each one of you has the power within yourself to create anything. And you don't need a strong faith. You need a simple faith. All you have to do is know and believe, like a child would believe in Santa Claus, that you can have anything that you want. If you hold that simple faith and know that it's easy, then the easy life surrounds you, and you create a joyful place that then affects all those people around you and the world around you as well.
That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for that. You know, I love metaphors. And when you said that, how we used to believe in Santa Claus, what a great metaphor. I mean, really think about that, that we had this absolute, well, not everybody, but many of us, had this absolute belief, and we didn't question it. It was just sheer excitement.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that.
You are quite welcome. Thank you for having me on the show. It was an absolute pleasure to you and to your guests as well.
Thank you, John. So I would just want to thank everyone for listening. Next week, it's going to all be about you, my audience. I'm going to devote the show to doing readings. So anybody who wants to call in next week, the whole show is going to be about doing readings. And thank you, Seth, for engineering my show this evening. I like to thank the technology behind it. And John, God bless you. And once again, I have to say, I love to repeat this, your message is simple, be love. So thank you all. I wish you grace and peace always. And good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, John.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you.